Hey everyone, it's Bren here, and I'm here again with a podcast. This is a new segment for BeGeeky Blog on a Sunday Moonday Teen Wolf podcast. I don't really have an official name for this, so if you have an idea, leave a comment here on the blog, or if you have my social media handles, DM me, because I need a more clever segment for this and a name. And but right now I'm going to call it Sunday Moonday Teen Wolf podcast. So every Sunday morning, a podcast will come up to recap, kind of review, and you kind of hear my personal thoughts going into the next episode, which is kind of fun because it's a refresher. It refreshes your mind before the new episode of Teen Wolf. And sadly, we are approaching the final 9 episodes of Teen Wolf. And I have to say, the first episode to kick off 6B kind of had me a little womp womp about it. I feel like they're trying to throw a bunch of stuff in all at once, and I didn't feel the connection from 6A's mid-season finale into this one. Like, Styles is already off and joined the FBI, and why is Lydia still in Beacon Hills? I thought like they were gonna road trip it, but she was gonna be going off to college, and they're gonna do a road trip and basically drop Styles off on the way. But she's not there yet. She's still in Beacon Hills, which I don't know why she is still there. I feel like she'd be one of the first people to give it the boot, honestly. But no, she's still there, and I don't know why Scott's still hanging around and being an assistant coach for lacrosse, knowing very well that he's going to leave and go off to UC Davis. So, yeah, I don't know what the heck's going on. I don't. And Malia, of course, you know, free spirit. Obviously, she graduated, and she is just looking to travel the world and kind of be a wild and free spirit that she is. So in this episode, she's trying to go to France. But if you remember, it's kind of like a little bit of a ship nod, is Isaac is in France. So I think it's kind of funny that she's going to France too. But we all know from the teasers and the trailers that Scott and Malia are going to eventually hook up. So Isaac is off out of the picture, and who knows if he'll even be in this most recent and last and final season of Teen Wolf. So a couple of things that I really liked about the episode is that even though Styles and the actor, Dylan O'Brien, they weren't slated to be a part of 6B, but they were. So the whole FBI scene seemed very like a finale kind of piece. Like, I don't know if it was meant to be towards the end of 6B, but it felt very, kind of almost in the sense of the mid-season finale, very, very final. But of course it's not, because there's a cute little nod to a very season one Derek Hell running through the forest, his Triskelet tattoo on his back. So it's a definite, like, you know it's him. And then Styles' reaction was pretty funny. I did like, you know, the quirkiness of Styles. Really excited to be a part of the FBI. Like, you definitely can tell he wants to be the favorite. He wants to do the best. So that was a very, very cute scene. Another scene that I liked seemed very, very real. And I did write about this a bit in article form for BeGeeky Blog. But it was a scene between Liam and Mason. And they were basically, you know, after fighting the new Hellhound, they were sitting and talking, and Liam's wounds weren't healing right away. Mason looks to him and said, wounds heal, people move, or something. Things change, people move. And that was a very real quote, because I feel like we all can relate to change in life, from having personal wounds, whether they be physical or emotional wounds. We also go through constant changes on a day-to-day life, and then also people move. When you graduate from high school, we always had that looming feeling, like, will we be friends after high school? Will we be friends? Will we keep in touch? And I think most high school friendships don't last after high school. There's an exception of a few. Yeah, I really liked it. It just seemed very human, like, scene. Like, it felt very real and human, despite, like, Teen Wolf being about supernatural creatures and sometimes going very, very, like, far right, left field, whatever you want to call it, just basically just not making any sense, just over the top, and just, it didn't, like, you know, it doesn't make sense. It's not plausible for most of the things of Teen Wolf, so it just felt very, like, a real emotion, real scene that we all kind of go through. Like, I think we all can relate to that moment. Also, a random thing was just how Hayden was written off. I heard that she is filming a movie, or or was filming a movie in the process of them filming Teen Wolf, but they just wrote her off. Like, she went to go help her sister, and now her and her sister are gone. It was just very random. I feel like a lot of Teen Wolf and some of the cast people that have been just written off the show, I feel very sad because they can't do other projects without their character basically being shipped off across the country or just being simply written off. And it's kind of sad they can't make it work somehow, some way. But I know there's contracts and there's things that we just don't know about. But I found that very just weird because they were building up Hayden and Liam so much. You'd think that they would kind of keep them together. Another thing that I liked, I say a lot, but I think that's pretty much what I liked from the episode. I found it very kind of thrown together. You know, Lydia is being, you know, she's having visions of spider webs, and when she touches them, it's like a forewarning of things to come, and she hears screams and growls, and then she realizes that they had let something out when they saved Stas from the Ghost Riders, and she hears the creature's voice, which I am assuming, and which I'm pretty sure the creature is the Blezebub. I don't know how to pronounce that, so I'm probably butchering that creature. But the creature is known as the Lord of the Flies, and that the creature is also capable of flying and has been known to be called Satan and the Devil. So it would make sense because the episode was called Said the Spider to the Fly. So if this creature is in fact the Blezebub, it's going to be a pretty brutal creature. Lydia is very concerned about losing Stiles. She doesn't want Stiles to know that, you know, they are experiencing infestation of spiders and rats overtaking, you know, classrooms at Beacon Hill. She doesn't want him to know any of that out of protection because she said we almost lost him last time. And in the trailer, she goes, where is he? So I think she's going to play around. It's going to be played around a lot that she has a fear of losing Stiles. I don't know either if the Hellhound is on the hunt for Stiles because he said he's trying to find the thing that was let out or the thing that maybe had possibly let the thing out in order to bring back a supernatural order. So maybe Stiles is just going to be taken and for supernatural order. I don't know. But it seems they are kind of playing with that idea, knowing also that he's going to return back to Beacon Hills with Derek Hill. So who knows? The episode was just kind of, like, there was nothing that for me that really, like, stood out that had me wanting to know more. I feel like I was like, oh, great, another creature. Oh, great, they're in trouble. Oh, great, someone's going to die. Because I feel like they're going to kill somebody off. Just because Scott and Lydia alluded to the Nemeton and the price they paid for that ritual that they did to bring back their parents. And ultimately, in the end, Allison lost her life. And so she says something big, or Lydia says something big is going to have to happen because of what they did. In order to save the town of Beacon Hills from the Ghost Riders and save Stiles. So that's pretty much the gist of Teen Wolf and my review and my thoughts of it. I really don't understand why there are even talks of a revival. I just found that out. I guess they want to create spinoffs or shows that kind of intertwine where they're all connected. So Teen Wolf will be connected with another show that's in relation to the supernatural realm of things. I don't know. I really don't. I'm ready for Teen Wolf to end. I think right now in this moment and in the storyline and everything, I feel like Teen Wolf is ready to end. I think it's the perfect time to cut it off. I don't know where the season's going. I'm just coming in with no expectation. No expectations for ships, no expectations for characters, and just coming in as a viewer. Hopefully I'll be surprised a little bit. Hopefully I won't know everything that's going to happen. But, you know, it's the final season, and I am going to stick through it because I've been here watching Teen Wolf since 2011. But anyways, Sunday Moon Day podcast for Teen Wolf. We'll be open to having guests. So I'm going to be reaching out to certain people who hopefully will be able to like talk and rant a little bit more about the episodes, give some our personal insights. And you guys can kind of, you know, if you guys are interested in maybe joining the podcast for the final probably 8 episodes by the time I get this podcast out, then please join me. I'd love to have you on here and talking about Teen Wolf as it ends, because it's therapeutical, I think, you know, when you have been so invested in a show and you know it's ending and you're kind of in this like weird loomy area of like, well, what's next? Because you've been a fan of it for so long. I think it's a perfect opportunity to do that. So I'm going to be bringing some guests on, and we can also talk about fashion-related things. We can talk about whatever, because you guys know I run a fashion blog for Teen Wolf. But this is for BeGeeky blog, and if you want to be a part of it, I would love to have you on board joining me for these podcasts. But please, 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 please help me figure out a name for this thing. I don't know what to even call it. I have no creative spark right now. So anyways, thank you guys for joining me on this podcast, and I will be howling at you soon.